Hey, Sarah, Darwin Supercars this weekend. It's going to be huge. Three days.
Going to be a massive weekend, not just the supercars. We've got the super bikes, the super trucks. But what I'm most excited about, because we didn't have that big of a concert last year, it's how big this year's concert's going to be.
Totally. And this guy's going to be here for it. It's Bernard Fanning. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are doing great. Now, whereabouts are you talking to us from right now?
Don't say no.
I'm at home in Byron.
Well, what a spot.
Yes, that does sound beautiful. Byron Bay is now home to a whole bunch of celebrities, including yourself, obviously. But have you had a chance to see Chris Hemsworth? Is he your neighbour?
Look, he lives up the road. So, you know, very occasionally see them freezing around in their open top Rolls Royce. And, you know.
Is that really what he drives?
That's a joke.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did, actually.
I believed you.
I was going to go even more old school and say the likes of Paul Hogan and Delveen Delaney, they live that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did you see them at all?
Hogs and Delveen and Strop, they were kind of the original Sydney siders, I think, that came here. But, you know, it's a lot of that stuff is just the kind of crap that you read in the paper. It's not, the town's not really, you know, that heavily populated by so-called celebrities.
You can probably tell we don't get out of the NT very much. And
I've never been to Byron, have you?
No, I haven't. Thank goodness you've told us that. And you must be very excited to be heading to the beautiful weather here in the Top End.
Yeah, coming and playing a show. You know, that's a big bonus for us. They don't seem to happen very much these days, even though things are starting to get better. But, yeah, really looking forward to coming, playing to a big crowd that's allowed to kind of behave relatively normally. You know, I did some shows over summer, some of which were bigger outdoor shows, but they were socially distanced, so it's a bit of a weird scenario.
How do you dance socially distancing?
You put your arm out like this.
Because the audience is so spread out and so far away from the band, then it's difficult to kind of build that rapport, you know. But you know, Darwin, Northern Territory in particular, has been living pretty normally, is my understanding. For quite a while.
Summer all year round here, mate. Have you been here before, Bernard?
Yeah, get to Darwin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Darwin probably 10 or 15 times over the years with Powderfinger and my own shows.
I think it's fair to ask when someone can say how many years they've been coming to Darwin, like you, Cam Bernard. Have you ever done one of those NT local things? Like, have you managed to catch a barramundi? Have you visited the Crocs at Humpty Doo? Like, how local can we call you now?
I haven't visited the Crocs at Humpty Doo, but we've, over the years, done lots of stuff. But I especially like doing the art gallery stuff up there. But I've just been told that there's some Croc in a cage scenario that's going on that has been highly recommended.
The cage of death you're talking about, where you go...
The cage of death, that's right.
That sounds like something he's talking about.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I've heard about that, so I'm not making any promises, but it's something I will definitely look into if we've got time to do it. Depends on sound checks and all that sort of stuff as well.
Well, you would be busy when you come. But the fishing side, have you ever caught a barramundi, or is the closest you've gotten the fish and chip shop?
I'm more of a fish and chip shop guy, but Moz, who's the guitar player in my band, the Black Fins, he's a mad fisherman, and he's pretty keen to get out and do some barra fishing, actually, on the weekend if he can, maybe on Saturday morning if he gets a chance.
I love that you're trying to fit that in around the concert, because you guys, you fly in, sort of do the concert most times and then fly out, but do you get to spend a little bit longer here this time?
Generally, you don't really get to spend much time in a town. And unfortunately, I can't. I have to go home on Sunday because I have to be in the studio on Monday. But otherwise, I would have stayed this time and kind of hung around for a while because, you know, don't get that many chances to get up there anymore. And it's such a beautiful part of the world. I love it. I love that it's got such an incredible history, the whole area. And obviously, like, the natural world there is really unique and fascinating. So I've always loved coming up there.
Now, you mentioned back in the studio, Bernard.
Yeah,
new album
us.
Coming out, mate, maybe? Mm.
Actually, I'm producing a band. I am working on a record myself at the moment. So next year, there'll be a new record at some some point next year.
Can we talk about who you're going to be producing? And is that, you know, as much as you're bringing out your own music, is this more of what you're spending your time on now, is working with other artists?
Occasionally, not all the time, but this band Wax, who are a rock band from Brisbane, a great rock band from Brisbane, I have a studio here with my friend Nick DiDio, who's a producer that made most of the Powderfinger records, and we co-produced the last Wax record, and we're working on their new album together at the moment. So yeah, I mean, I enjoy doing it. It's fun when there's a different type of reward in doing that to making your own records. Obviously, you have to kind of step back a little bit and not be such a control freak, which is sometimes difficult for me. but, you know, it's great when you're listening to other people writing great songs. It's just a great joy doing that.
I love that Bernard's a control freak. He's like me. See, I'm a little bit like that.
I'd call that being a perfectionist, Bernard, because you want it right.
Yeah, I think that's what I call it. Yeah. Most other people around.
You're in denial. You're in denial.
Nothing wrong with being a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Bernard Fanning, thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning. And we really cannot wait to see you at the Hidden Valley track on Saturday night.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys.
And to take a lyric out of your song, Bernard, I just want to wish you well.
How many times has you heard that?
And I don't even have kids.
Bernard, once again, thanks so much.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.